Welcome to Trinity Hoyleton.
Thank you for joining us for worship today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. book of Romans, chapter 11, various verses beginning with verse 1. I ask them, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people, his Israel. The word of God, we come together to speak the words of our faith, which this morning we will use to see the Apostles' Creed, which is for you to be one that you need to. We confess together, I believe in God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, Right? usually you don't have to knock on the door or ring the doorbell to go into your own building. Usually you're just allowed in because you belong there. In the gospel reading that you just heard, Jesus is talking to a woman who was in the room of a sinner who did not belong. Because Jesus came to save the people of Israel. And all the people that had been waiting for a Savior for so long were able to find that Savior in Jesus. And there's this woman who did not belong to the family of Israel. Matthew calls her a Canaanite woman. She was from a different family. And yet, instead of just looking from the outside in and having to knock on the door, he spoke to somebody a letter, and she spoke to Jesus. And Jesus actually showed her that she really does belong. She had a daughter that was being attacked by a demon, really kind of scary stuff. And because of her faith in Jesus, he actually showed that she belonged to him. And really, it doesn't matter what family on earth or what house you live in or how many friends you have on earth. Anyway, if we belong to Jesus by faith, we get to live with him and not just in an earthly house. But he has prepared for us a heavenly home. We get to live with him forever. He died on the cross to take all of our sins away. So all the things that would have made you like an outsider, having to look in, like make look in through the windows, all of that's been taken away, all of that's been completed. You get to live with him forever. You have an eternal home with him. You belong to him. That's really exciting. Not just for the Canaanite woman that we heard about in Matthew, but for all of us. So, we're going to talk a little bit more about that this morning, but for now, I'd like to close with a word of prayer. If you could hold your hands on God's head. And if you could pray after me, dear Jesus, we thank you for giving us a place to belong. Help us to follow you. Where you belong. We're going to continue now with service in number 830. Thank you. Okay, you know what my favorite thing is, for one simple reason. When you are obsessed with somebody else's home, generally speaking, those people are going to try to go over the top in the way that they show you hospitality. We are treated like kings and queens on those tours. If we had all these people who had this one night to show us the best of what their town, their city, their family had to offer, and so with only just a small handful of questionable experiences, every other night was one great night after another. We had all the food, all the entertainment, we had the folks waiting on us, and it could have was the life. What we experience that a lot of us have when we are in other people's homes, when we are invited into other homes, not strangers necessarily, but people that we're actually close to. People who are real close friends that maybe you can consider them part of your family. That's how close you are. And the funny thing about that is, generally, the closer you are to somebody, the closer you go to them. The more familiar you are with somebody, the less that you feel like you have to impress them. The less you feel like you have to wait for them. At a certain point, you get past the here, can I take your coat? You can have a seat, can I get you something to drink? You get past all that, eventually it gets to the point where it's, oh, you're hungry, you're thirsty, well, you don't know what you're going to do. Go get yourself something. So ironically, the less someone feels obligated to cater to you, to wait on you, the more it means that you have been accepted. The more you've been accepted in the family that you belong, you should not be treated differently than the other people who live with you. You can take that same concept and apply that to what we hear in both of these things, the Old Testament reading and the New Testament reading today. Start with this reading from the Book of Numbers. Because the Book of Numbers, in general, is kind of like one big family story. It's kind of like the stories that you tell when you get together with your family. All tell the whole family history and all the stories of things that happened years and years ago. The book tells about big moments that happened when the Israelites were wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. I think something like 38 out of those 40 years are covered in this one book. When we take a look at this particular passage in Numbers 15, what we also learn is that it's not just about the family of Israel. They're not the only ones who are out there in the wilderness. There's these other people out there with them. Other people traveling along with them, we don't really think about them. People from other tribes, other nations, other families, they were sojourning, traveling along with them during those years in the wilderness. So our text calls them strangers and sojourners. If you look at verse 14, it says, and if a stranger is sojourning with you, or anyone is living permanently among you, and he wishes to offer a food offering, he shall do as you do. It says, there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you. It's kind of interesting because there are these guests living among the Palestinians and the Israelites, and they're telling the text that you're going to be permanent guests in those homes, but there's guests in the house, essentially. When they came to worshiping the Lord, they weren't being treated like they were just guests. They're essentially being told here in this passage, well, you know what the truth is? You're just like us. No matter what the sojourner's background happens kids can come, their gods, their place of worship, and say wherever they come from, here, you are with presence. There's one statue. There's one Lord to worship. And if you're just so good with us, then you belong. Now, a lot of people think that this, among others, has got to be one of the passages that proper Jesus writes, but it actually is not a big step of the moment in the church. Because we get to receive all of these things from the host. He knows out of this grave to shower us with all these amazing blessings, to treat us like dear kings and queens, to give us all these things that we could possibly deserve. He gives us food to eat, he gives us beds to sleep in, and roof over our heads, and he gives us home to warm, he gives us those breathtaking things. He gives us so that sinners who deserve to be on the outside could welcome you to the gospel of the Lord. I want to get the best part of it. He does this not just out of some obligation that he has, but he's forcing a stranger, he's finding grace in his hospitality. No, he does this because he loves you with an unconditional, undying love. He does this because when we're in his house, we're not just being treated like we're family. In Christ, we are family. It's been that way ever since we were baptized, ever since we first came to him. You and I, by that gift of faith, go exactly where the strength is. We know where to go to receive what it is that we need. We have that great offer to us because we need what he has to offer all the time. All the time. The Lord did not turn us away from anyone who comes to him and faith. His mercy is more than enough for us. His grace extended to outside us. Like the soldiers in the wilderness all of Israel, like the Canaanite women in Israel, and like you, and like me. Christ, we are no longer God's people. We belong to his household. We are his family. And by grace, we will always know where the strength is. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now, in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith and grace to his Father. Amen. Let's stand. Together now in singing the offertory consistent to beginning of 3-5 page 102. this, how this trade of the culture gets you to pursue what you have in your pursuit. One of these two attempts to break up the stone that is the same as me. It's the one of us to take care of the culture of the story. He is all about this. I'm just taking your bullets and looking at a few other announcements for you. Also, we received word that our brother in Christ, Titus Tucker, the son of God, Gary Tucker, has to go talk to you and expect to be in this place now. So we don't have any word on the page that is from TPS. We give thanks to God today for the wedding of Matthew Tucker and Sina Grant, which took place yesterday. For the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, grant us and your whole church on earth unity and harmony, that our life may be marked by worship, witness, prayer, and service to those within and outside of the house of the faith. Lord, be your mercy. For God, bless those who faithfully serve us in your name. Including Mr. Harrison, our city president, Mr. Curtis, our district president, all other pastors and church workers, especially with our ministry partners, including Saints of Trinity Lutheran in Nashville, TSJ Lutheran School, and their pastor, Dave, Lord, in your mercy. Mary, Father, visit the homes of the people and keep them from all harm and danger. Grant that we would dwell together in peace and protection for holy Jesus. Bless all who are celebrating our feast this week, including Jeff, Lisa, Adeline, Dale, and Logan. We also ask you to watch over all Christian marriages and rejoice with those who are celebrating special anniversaries, including Justin and Stephanie Tinker. We give you thanks and praise that you have united Matthew Tucker and Sina Graham in marriage yesterday. We ask you to bless them throughout their lives together. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, grant that the government and those who protect us be with justice and to righteousness for your name's sake, according to your will. Be with all who serve in the military, especially Michael, Daniel, Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, prepare for those who cry to you, whether it be set with grief, sorrow, pain, or trouble. Especially with all who are on our prayer list this morning, including all who are in care facilities, Bob, Walden, Tula, Carol, Tim, Donna, Betty. Be with Charlie, Tim, comes from his recent procedures. All those who have ongoing health needs and concerns, especially Nancy, Mark, Dean, Bill, Chris, Pete, Brad, Nancy, Bob, Kurt, Andrea, and all those who are facing cancer. Be pleased for Christ's sake to answer them according to your will. Comfort all those who mourn, especially the family and friends who fled and surrender. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to find comfort in your resurrection promises. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, giver of all that is good, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your grace that we may endure the changes and chances of this world life and be found worthy of the Savior's Son to bring to the place of all things. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. In today is number 770, Love Friend in God. blessed to be here with you today. I promise you, we're going to get off to a great start in our school year. I mean, we just have a lot of excitement up here today. We did go well first half of the week. Looking forward to have our first full week now coming up. Today is the third Sunday of the month, which means water pressure checks will be available over here. You can look at the floor room as soon as I get done talking to you. Take advantage of that if you'd like to. A few other things happening here. We've got the secret angels. We need a whole bunch of water that we're going to need. So this incoming seventh grade sophomore class is quite long. And so we need more. More than just what we had if we replaced all the ones that were just simply five years ago, two graders. We need more than this. If you have never done it before, and that's something that sounds interesting to you, to provide some encouragement and some gifts for our confidence for the 2 years of contribution. If my parents live here this year, it's about 13 to 15 more than we have today. So please prayerfully consider these and really do for one of these kids. We'd appreciate that. Talk to us in the office if you have any questions about what problem comes. Going along with that announcement, public school confirmation report will begin on September 13th. That's a few weeks away. And we're going to try hard to contact everybody we know that fits in that category. But if you know somebody in your family that is in second grade and they haven't come to our school year and they want to be confirmed here, sometimes it's just easier if you come to me rather than me trying to track you down. So come and talk to me if you know somebody that is in your family. The most senior member of our congregation, Kayla Holly, is about to turn 100 years old a couple of weeks from now on August 30th. And that's pretty awesome. And you only get to turn 100 once, and we want to celebrate that. So we are inviting the congregation to participate in a car shower for Kayla. We mailed her the Sunday bulletin, but we mailed her a special one that doesn't have this bulletin, so she won't know that the cards are coming. So we will send them on your behalf if that's most convenient for you. If you would like to send it to the room on your own, the address is there for Washington County Hospital Extended Care. That's where she's currently living. You can send that to her. Is kind of a bummer that myself and the Board of Elders got together and we had to make the decision to not have a church in the community this year. You know, it's kind of disappointing. There's not any one reason why that's happening. It's just a really busy schedule between the parks schedule and auto schedule here in Trinity. And just everything we tried, and honestly, tried really hard with everything we tried, it's just not going to work for one reason or another. So unfortunately, we will not have church in the park this year. We will continue to have it in the future. We're going to work really hard to find a date that works in 2027. Just wanted everybody to be aware of that. I did announce a different date at the Holders Assembly meeting that we had recently. And just ignore that. Unfortunately, it's going to be a bit of a date this year. But if you guys have any questions about that, any other announcements today? Do you have any? Okay. Sorry, you missed that. Will be tonight, 6 p.m. It's 10:58 here in Montana. We're invited to come and join us for you tonight. 6 to 8 this evening. Do you have anything else? All right. Well, enjoy this day and this week. Pray for peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us today.
Have a blessed day.